Hey, it's Nicola. The spread of the coronavirus has raised concerns about our tourism market and businesses that rely on tourist trade. Visit Sunshine Coast CEO Simon Latchford says our biggest market is the domestic market, and a lot of work is going on behind the scenes to try and combat any revenue loss and to encourage more visitors to holiday here.
We are well and truly out in the marketplace domestically. So specifically by that, I mean Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, of course, Brisbane, our drive market, but also a 400-kilometre radius from our airport in terms of, you know, going from Gold Coast, Northern Rivers. We've got television ads, we've got buses, we've got trams, we've got planes, it's trains and automobiles. There's an awful lot going on out in the marketplace to make sure that, you know, people are well and truly aware that Sunshine Coast is open for business.
Another long and tricky rescue at the Glasshouse Mountains on Saturday, this time 16 people needing help to get back to safety. The group, who are all members of a Brisbane gym, had set out to climb Mount Tibragargan just before sunrise on Saturday. The weather was fine then before a series of showers came through, sending small waterfalls streaming off the mountainside. One climber says conditions quickly became too dangerous to continue to the bottom safely. 5 vertical descent trained rescue technicians, 2 fire and rescue staff and 5 SES volunteers helped bring the climbers back to safety. And Budrum's Hall Contracting's been awarded the tender to complete a $24 million upgrade of Uamatic Dam. Construction work will begin later this month to bring the dam in line with modern engineering design standards and improve the existing beach and swimming area.